Once upon a time, there was a king whose father left him a wooden spoon. The king sought the love and admiration of his subjects and wanted desperately to put an end to the famine that plagued his kingdom. One day, one of his subjects comes to him in hopes of selling a unicorn.
"My lord, I am a poor, humble servant, and my family is quite hungry. So I come to you in the hopes that you would purchase the very last possession I have, my unicorn."
"I am not for sale, but I see that you are a kind-hearted king, and I will go with you, for I am Pegasus."
"Very well. I will give you, my servant, the very last gold coin in the land, for I need to find the best ingredients in order to prepare a stew to feed all of my subjects."
"Ingredients? Okay, I will take you to the chef, where his lands are filled with rich ingredients to make the best stew, for I am Pegasus."
The two embark on a great journey to find the ingredients. After a year, the two reach the foot of the mountain, where they are met by the rotten tomatoes, and a battle begins.
"I will repel these rotten tomatoes with my wooden spoon. But alas, it is just a wooden spoon. But I will do my best to smash them all."
Just then, the king's spoon shoots out a light that turns the rotten tomatoes into sun-dried tomatoes. The two advance further up the mountain, where they meet the onion assassins with knives. Another battle begins. The king swipes at the onion leader, but loses his spoon and stands on the edge of a cliff. He is pushed off the face of the cliff.
"I have failed my subjects, and I will die without dignity."
The unicorn dives after the king and sprouts enormous wings. He scoops up the king.
"Oh no, king, hold on. I will save you, for I am Pegasus."
"When did you sprout these beautiful wings?"
"These wings I have always had, for I am Pegasus."
The king collects his spoon and vanquishes the onion assassins. The two advance to the top of the mountain to face the chef. The chef awaits them hungrily. The chef reveals his wooden fork, and an intense battle begins.
"Today is the day we will defeat the villainous chef. If you want these ingredients, you knave, you must cross utensils with me. En garde."
At that moment, the unicorn horn glows as he powers up for an attack.
"Pega! Pega! Move out the way, king! Pegasus!"
The beam fires from the unicorn horn, turning the chef into a roasted chicken. The king and the unicorn drag the chicken and the ingredients back to the kingdom, where they make a stew to feed the kingdom, and they all lived happily ever after.